Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac. On demand, brought to you by Ethos Financial Partners, a team of amazing certified financial planning professionals that will help you enjoy life now while you plan for tomorrow. Call now at 303-252-9777 or online at ethosfinancialpartners.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Welcome to the show. At 6 o'clock, we're going to replay the Fan War Room live from Brothers Barbecue. Brothers Barbecue providing food for the crew here today. We thank you, Brothers Barbecue. It was absolutely delicious. And we had a great time passing out our Wacko for Flacco shirts that I pull up to the Brothers Barbecue parking lot, and now I'm parking in La Quinta, which is next door. It was packed. Packed. Packed, I say. And so we had a great time, and thanks to all the fans that showed up. And
who wouldn't show up for barbecue on a snowy day like today?
The answer is nobody. Or not. Wait, is that the...
Everybody shows
everybody.
Up. Everybody. On a day like today when it's snowing, so, you have free merchandise.
So our guy, Johnny Hart. Now, who is Johnny Hart? Johnny Hart is a swell young gentleman here who writes articles based on things that happen here at The Fan and other stuff. He really keeps it snap, crackle, pop on 104.3thefan.com. So Johnny wrote this article about... should Broncos approach Emmanuel Sanders about a contract restructure? Now, this isn't Johnny's idea. Johnny was talking about quotes from Orlando Franklin, and, you know, you've expressed interest in that. Johnny's just a great writer, and he's writing about, you know, the stuff that's being said here on The Fan. So it's an article about conversations we've had on The Fan, posted on our website and Twitter and all that. Emmanuel Sanders responded. Emoji face... frowny with a monocle, which I'm
saying. Did you say that right?
Frowny face emoji with a monocle?
There you go. Frowny face emoji.
That was way better. Frowny face emoji with a monocle, which is one eyeglass, by the way, for those that don't study monocles. And he says, it ain't happening. No way, Jose. Peace sign. So he's trying to say, I'm saying this in a nice way, but it ain't happening. All right. Mike Kliss, the intrepid Mike Kliss. Here are the specific details about Emmanuel Sanders and money. Broncos have until March 12th to exercise Sanders' option for 2019. Free agency starts March 13th. Option would trigger $1.5 million guarantee of his $10.15 million salary, also a $100,000 workout bonus.
So you get 1.6 if they exercise it.
I'm expecting the Broncos to pick up the option, but tough to predict Elway this time of year. So here's the deal. The only thing that's guaranteed on March 12th is $1.5 million. So the Broncos, if they want to work him out, see him through camp, and
that's
then
right.
Cut him, it's only going to cost them $1.5 million.
1.6 with the workout bonus.
1.6 with, that's right, 1.6 with the workout bonus.
And he's going to get the workout bonus because he's hurt. So he has to be there.
Yeah. So the Broncos could save roughly $8.5 million.
And it's not about
if they let him go.
And it's not about saving money when you're deep into the process.
Off the books, however you want to put it.
Yeah, you just
you're moving away
from him. But let's just say
he's not going to cost. The only thing he's going to cost you is $1.6 million.
If you go past the
March 12th. You can get out of it completely if you just dump them.
When is the...
If they just let them go, they can save more than $11 million.
So the first new day of the league year is March 13th.
That's right.
And the Broncos have until the 12th?
Yes.
Or the 18th? Which one was it?
They have to make a decision whether they're going to pick it up or not.
When? By what day?
March 12th.
So the first day of the league year, the Broncos have to decide?
No, it's the last day of this 2018 league year.
League year starts March 13th.
Okay, so we have to decide on March 12th, do we want to pick up the $1.5 million?
That's right.
Right, but not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of flexibility for the Broncos as long as they're willing to pay $1.5 million.
Okay, I'll give you a guy. Okay, I'm going to give you a guy that will fit in here nicely.
Are you getting rid of Emmanuel Sanders?
I'm going to give you a guy. I'm going to give you a guy.
All right. Go ahead. Give me a guy.
I'm going to give you a guy who is going to be 31 this year. Great receiver. Tough. Gets open. Makes the big play. Super Bowl winner.
Okay.
That's available.
All right.
And you probably can get him for $7 or $8 million.
Okay.
Golden Tate.
Okay.
Why wouldn't the Broncos go out there and get a healthy Golden Tate rather than pay Emmanuel Sanders 10 plus whatever?
Emmanuel Sanders is not going to renegotiate his deal.
I'm just saying.
No way, Jose.
Listen, man. Listen. You can get Golden Tate here. Call it for $7 million, $8 million.
True.
Okay? And you just saved
yourself $4 million.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You got yourself a healthy ball player.
Yes, and you just saved yourself $4 million.
Who is always...
Wait, did you save yourself $4 million or not?
Don't worry about saving... It's not our money. Don't worry about saving money.
Compared to Emmanuel Sanders.
Compared to Emmanuel Sanders.
Golden Tate.
You save...
It costs
you less, but it takes away...
How much less does it cost you?
But it also takes away the diva. It also takes away...
Is that an issue?
A guy... Oh, listen, dog. A guy who tells you he doesn't want to play in the slot, that's an issue.
Oh, whoa.
If you're the highest, let me tell you something, man.
Wow.
By the way.
Roles have reversed here on the old radio show.
By the way, Jerry Rice played in the slot. By the way.
Do you think the Broncos should move on from Emmanuel Sanders?
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely. $10.5 million? Absolutely.
Emmanuel's not going to like that, Al.
Listen, I get it. But let me tell you something. If you don't want to play where Antonio Brown plays, What do you want me to say?
So you're ready to move on from Emmanuel.
I'm just telling you that when you are the number one
ready,
receiver.
You're ready to trade Vaughn.
That's not going to happen now.
But you're ready to do it.
I was before we got Joe Flacco. That's
so
not
you
what
should
they're
be
doing.
The most unpopular talk show host in Denver, Colorado.
We're not doing that now because we have a defensive coordinator as a head coach.
No, I know we're not getting away.
It's not going to happen now.
I was kind of just joking.
But I was doing.
Here.
I was certainly in that idea before we hired Fangio. But I'm telling you right now, you can't have a number one receiver who does not want to play in the slot.
So when you see
this
Sanders
offense,
say,
by the way, in this offense, Rod Smith, by the way, played in the slot. Rod Smith played outside in this offense. You telling me that you don't want to play in the slot?
So if you're Sanders, would you realize where you are, and if you want to play for the Denver Broncos, you would propose a renegotiation of some kind.
Nah, just go ahead and release him. Save me $1 million.
You wouldn't
and
even
a half.
Take him like on a negotiated deal.
No. Because you know what?
Whoa! So you just want to get rid of him? Period.
Well, I mean, I need a listen at ten at call
Damn.
It at $7 million. At $7 million, I need a number one receiver.
What about Neither Sanders at $7 million?
He's not playing in the slot, dog. I just told you that.
What if he says I'll play in the slot?
He may tell you that, but that's
not... You don't
not,
believe him.
No, man, because in this okay. offense, your slot receiver is a big-time guy. He is your go-to guy. Hmm. It's not your outside guys unless it's first and second down. Or maybe you want to go into a pack. Your slot receiver is your number one guy.
What bugs you the most about Emmanuel Sanders?
He won't play slot.
That's it. His attitude.
He doesn't want to play the slot.
It's not his attitude.
Well, I guess his attitude towards playing the slot.
Okay.
I mean, the guy's a great football player, but if you're not going to play in the slot, man, it's just hard. It's hard to get you enough targets. DT played in the slot.
So you're saying you can get as good, if not better, receiver for way less money. It's time to move on.
Oh, Golden Tate, you telling me everybody knows that Golden Tate is just tough. Everybody knows that Golden Tate is a hell of a route runner and a competitive guy.
Why haven't the Broncos just let him go right now?
Who said they won't?
Well, do you think they're trying to figure out a trade?
Yeah, I would like to see a trade. Wouldn't you?
That would be a miracle. How old's Emmanuel? 31, coming off an Achilles? I don't think you can get any trade value for that.
I don't know, man. You know... DT, man, you got rid
that
of...
That is amazing. Trust me, that getting a fourth-round pick, essentially trading DT for Joe Flacco, is incredible. That's a good deal.
It's not like I don't like DT. I think DT's one of the class guys of this organization.
No, but clearly...
But at some point, you got to say, okay, man, you know, you can't pay this guy. With this quarterback, How in the hell can you play Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders with Case Keenum playing quarterback?
Now, the fact of the matter is the Texans felt they needed something to get over the hump.
They just needed somebody and to take Broncos, away a little bit of pressure.
The Broncos were clearly willing to just hang on
they
to DT and not trade him at all.
Somebody to take away the pressure from Hopkins.
Right. So they got desperate a little bit.
They had an injury bug. Fuller went down, and the other speed receiver went down, and they needed some help.
So they got a little desperate.
Yeah, I mean,
we got a good deal,
and maybe
we
they
got a good, correct. We got a good deal.
We got a great deal.
Did the Ravens just get a good deal?
I think the Ravens got market value.
Did the Ravens get a good deal because the Broncos just got a little desperate?
I think the Ravens
aren't we the Texans?
No, I think the Broncos got a great deal.
I don't think so, Al.
I think the Broncos got a great deal.
Don't you think the Broncos are more willing to pay that price tag since they had that second, fourth round pick in the back of the
No. Listen, man. Listen to what y'all are talking about. Listen. The Broncos got a starting quarterback who's 34 years old. Who has won a Super Bowl and was Super Bowl MVP.
Who knows?
If I would have told, without saying nobody else's name, okay, let's consider all the people in NFL history who's done that.
Who else
can you think of
who
quickly?
Who knew Case Keenum the best?
Pat Shurmur.
The Vikings, right?
Pat Shurmur knew him the best. Knew how to get the best out of him.
Why didn't they keep him?
Because, first of all, Pat Shurmur became the head coach of the New York Giants. Okay.
So why didn't the Vikings keep Case Keenum?
Because they didn't think that highly of him.
Why do you think Joe Flacco's now going to be with the Broncos? The Ravens don't think that highly of Joe Flacco.
I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that's true.
Oh, my God. They took a fourth-round draft pick for him, and they couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Listen, man, you got a quarterback in Lamar Miller, who was drafted in the first round. Why do I keep doing that?
Because you're in love with Lamar Miller. You always have been.
Lamar Jackson, right? This is what we should have did with Paxton Lynch. You draft the guy in the first round, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You got to play him.
Yeah, I agree.
So the Ravens are only doing what they're supposed to do.
They're doing what they're supposed to do.
You draft him in the first round,
but
you got to play him.
They obviously are done with Joe Flacco.
You drafted a guy in the first round. You were done the day that you drafted a guy in the first round.
Let's go to Tone. Tone, you're on the... What's up, Tone?
Yeah, how you doing? I wanted to speak on Flacco.
Yeah.
I think... Everybody's going being down on Flacco, but they not looking at the X's and O's of the game. We got Phillip Lindsay coming out the backfield, and we got one of the best deep ball throwers in the game. So with that being said, if you match that up with Sutton and Hamilton, and you got Phillip Lindsay coming out the backfield, let's build this lineup, let's build this defense up,
and
let's go to work.
Let's go, 10-6.
No. Denver will definitely make the playoffs this year.
Definitely.
Okay. Can guarantee that one.
Really?
What
are you going to guarantee, Tone?
I guarantee Denver wins the division.
Listen to me, Tone, what are you putting on the line with your guarantee? What does your guarantee look like?
I got $1,000 on it.
Let's stay away from cash. We're not Tim Donahue.
You asked the man, he gave you a number.
I was trying to have some fun.
Hey, Tone, the last time that happened, it didn't work out for me, man.
We're staying away from money.
Everybody getting on Elway and jumping down Elway's throat, right? You give me another general manager that done what Elway's and done since he done been the general manager. It's not many. And when we talk about all these other
Bob
teams,
Kraft.
Y'all talk about how bad...
Bill Belichick has done more.
One out of 32, right? Okay, listen to me. That's everybody.
Okay.
Right? We only 3 years removed from a Super Bowl.
Huh?
And what, AFC championships in a row? This is Elway's work. They say, well,
you realize we've had back-to-back losing seasons
in double digits
for the first time since the 60s.
I think, you know what?
There's a yin to every yang.
This is what I think. I think John Elway should have been stronger with his head coaches. I think that as soon as he drafted Paxton Lynch, he should have just walked into the room and said, this is our starting quarterback. If you don't like it, you can quit.
And he should have done that just getting rid of Trevor Siemian so there was no safety net.
No, I mean, you can have Trevor Siemian here.
You could not.
I'm talking about the first year?
No, second year.
I'm talking about the first year.
The first year is supposed to be Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no, the first year, you know what the idiots were saying out there? We were in our Super Bowl window. You remember that?
Yes.
We are still in our Super Bowl window. After Peyton Manning retired, you say we are still in our...
The starter was supposed to be Mark Sanchez, and he was going to hand it over to Paxton Lynch.
No, I'm just saying, but who says that we're still in our Super Bowl window after Peyton Manning walks away?
Not me, but a lot of people
did. We kept on saying... How can you say that we're still in a Super Bowl window?
If I bought a no-fly zone T-shirt, I was still saying it. Steven.
I got 1,000 on it.
Steven, you're on the fan. Hi, Steven.
What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure.
A couple super quick comments. Big Al, I actually am a big fan of that idea, bringing Golden Tate, man. He'd be a true number one. He was grossly misunderstood in Philadelphia. He'd be a great number one, pairing up with Sutton and with Tim Patrick and all those guys. It is a great idea. But on Flacco, I'm on outside. I'm a massive fan of bringing in Flacco. I think it gives us a really good chance to win. But on D-Mac side of it, too, I do think that they probably pulled a little bit of wool over our eyes.
It might have
been a little more believable if they told us that any team in Florida, the Buccaneers, the Jaguars, Miami, if they told us one of them were more interested, that would have been way more believable.
Yeah, what happened is after the deal got done, usually there's fallout from other places.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is,
no,
Al.
There's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
Give me an example.
Happens all the time.
Give me an example of somebody having fallout because of a trade.
Happens every single year.
Not enough money was draft picks were involved. I never hear that.
Okay. Oh, I do.
I never hear like
you always hear it from teams.
You know what? You say, hey, you know what I heard? You know what I heard? I'm gonna give you the best one I've ever heard. All right. The best one I've ever heard. The Patriots were gonna draft Tim Tebow in the first round, so we had to do it when we had to do it. Now tell me, when did that make sense?
That didn't make sense. But
McDaniels. Have you ever heard the Patriots say, yeah, that's the guy we really wanted? No.
McDaniels was easy to fool.
No, I'm just saying, but have you
There's
ever...
games that get played all the
saying,
time.
I'm just saying, but you didn't hear that. What I'm saying is that you don't hear anything from the team that is supposedly part of the discussion because management will look...
Cowboys are going to draft Paxton Lynch.
Right. Right. That never happened. You never heard Jerry Jones come out and say, yeah, we were going to draft him if he was there.
Oh, you've heard that plenty since that didn't happen.
Mm,
a ton.
Did you hear them say that they were going to move up to go get him?
You don't hear... Listen, maybe we're not talking the same language.
Maybe we're not, because I'm telling
you
that...
You don't hear directly from the teams. You hear from people that cover the teams.
No, I'm just telling you.
Or people that are on the inside.
I'll give you
a hear these rumblings later. You hear it from Peter King, or you hear it on Pro Football Talk. You don't hear it directly from the teams.
Well, what are you
and
talking about
you,
that you haven't heard
nothing.
Anything from...
There was
from,
nothing after this Flacco deal.
It's
Zero.
Not done yet. The draft hasn't happened.
Okay. Mike, you're on the fan. Hi, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
You got it.
I was going to say that, you know, Flacco is an upgrade from what we got. However, we need to improve our offensive line as well. I'm a big guy, and I like to see games won in the trenches.
That's right.
All right, appreciate the call. Yeah,
listen,
they're not done.
Listen, listen, man.
Well, are they done?
Man, we have
is it over?
Mike Munchak. We have Mike Munchak, okay, as our... What is his official role? Assistant head coach or just offensive line coach? Offensive line coach.
You
Mike
know, I think
Munchak.
He does have another title. I think
man,
there
listen,
is
man, we,
something
don't,
else.
Don't
there.
Worry. Don't put all your fears. Put it all to the. Don't. I'm not told you. I'm not talking about offensive line.
I got, it. I got
not,
it right here.
I'm not
his,
talking his, about offensive
I got
line
his,
anymore.
His official title is offensive line coach / real coach.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not worried about our offensive line no more. And anybody who this guy says can play. You know what? There were two guys I said that we should have taken over the last few years, and we didn't take them. One was Mitchell Schwartz, who was a right tackle for the Cleveland Browns. And I was like, we need to go get that guy. But we didn't take him. We took Donald Stevenson because Donald Stevenson was $2 million a year cheaper. But Mitchell Schwartz is a guy who's not only a Pro Bowl player, he's all pro now. The next time he goes up for a contract, you'll be lucky to get that guy for anything under $13, $14 million. The only other guy that I said that we should take at tackle was Ramczyk. And that guy was second team all pro last year. I don't think that I have to bang the table anymore. The one thing that I do recognize is good offensive tackles, because I play defensive end in this league, and I know the guys that I don't want to see. Schwartz and Ramczyk, one of my two biggest guys that I kept on pounding the table. I even walked off the show. I walked off the show when we drafted Bowles.
It was classic.
I mean, I could not believe that we didn't do what was right. And you know what, Mitchell Schwartz, hey, okay, he went to the Chiefs, but the Chiefs still had Alex Smith. It didn't really matter. Patrick Mahomes, all of a sudden, this guy looks like a different player. We have to do the right things. I'm not worried about doing the right things anymore at offensive line. Mike Munchak is there. They're going to always do the right thing. I'm not worried about offensive line.
Did you hear?
I am worried about defensive line.
Orlando Franklin earlier today, our guy Orlando, with Mike Evans this morning.
I heard him today.
Did you hear the bet that he made?
Oh, the tattoo?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made that bet.
I wouldn't have made that bet either.
Dude, I know where his head is. He shouldn't make that kind of bet, because
the bet was, just to bring people in the loop, that the Broncos would not draft a quarterback at 10.
And if they did, he would get a tattoo of that guy's number and his college colors on his body somewhere. I don't know where.
Now, do I think they're going to draft a quarterback?
Orlando's got a lot of body.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't mean you'll necessarily see it.
Do I think they're going to do it? No, I actually don't think. But to just have that sort of assurance?
No.
Not me.
Nothing about us getting Joe Flacco says that we are. I was under the impression when Orlando said that he forgot that we could draft a guy at number 10 that happens to be there. Call it Drew Lock. Okay, let's just say.
That makes the most logical sense.
Okay, say Drew Lock is drafted at number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We would then probably start soliciting offers from teams that want Joe Flacco that didn't get Nick Foles.
So we traded
one asset for we received an asset.
That actually makes sense.
Okay, we received an asset.
You can trade Flacco again?
Absolutely.
Who cares?
Well, yeah. I mean, none of the money is guaranteed.
You can trade him again?
Yeah. I mean,
if you're really interested in Washington.
He is a great asset to have. But I would have flown him in here on a private plane. I mean, you've flown for less. You've flown guys in here for less.
You think the Broncos actually can't do it due to NFL rules because he's not?
Yeah, I wonder if there's
part of it yet.
I wonder
not
if there's
part
something
of the organization.
Yes, I do
I
wonder if
so.
There's
I don't
something
think it
like
has
that.
Anything to do with travel plans, whether or not you can fly a guy on a private plane?
Do you want me to call during the break?
Well, why not? I mean, that's
right.
Ridiculous.
I'll make a call during the break, and I would have showed
Joe Flacco so much love. He just know he's surrounded by all this Bronco country love.
Now, do you think the Ravens could possibly do what Emmanuel Sanders did to the Chiefs when he signed with the Broncos and renege on this deal and come across a better deal here between the Ravens for Joe Flacco between now and March 12th?
No, that deal is done. Yeah, the handshake agreements are made whole in the NFL. No, there's no, they're not going to do like, what's my man, the GM of the 76, Elton Brand. You remember Elton Brand, the Elton Brand deal? Elton Brand was he assured the Clippers that he was going to sign back with the Clippers. He said that he's just going to go out there and take a visit out there to Philadelphia. As soon as he got to Philadelphia, he signed a deal with the 76ers. Now he's a 76ers president. And every time I see Elton Brand, I just go, you know what? This guy just totally misled the Clippers. But anyway, no, he's probably, the NFL doesn't do Elton Brand kind of deals.
I've dug into why
Flacco
didn't fly private. When we come back, hopefully we'll have an answer. Stick around.
Listen up, Denver area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns potentially up to 18%. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377 now to get your free tax lien investor kit and get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few $100. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
All right. Just so all your dreams can come true, we have flushed out Flygate with Joe Flacco. You know, sometimes when you obsess about small details, Al, we get great stories. This is an exclusive right here to 104.3 The Fan, by the way. Thank you to Mrs. Helmer, who took a picture of Joe Flacco at a DIA security line, or we wouldn't known anything. But, way to go. Joe Flacco was flown in privately on a private plane by the Broncos.
Flown in. All right, way to go.
Had his physical.
Okay. And that makes sense. That sounds like a very Denver Bronco type thing to do. Okay.
And then
I take it all back.
Now, this is a guy who once celebrated a contract by going to McDonald's. Remember that famous story about Joe Flacco? If you don't, look it up. He signed a contract.
Where is he supposed to eat?
For whatever reason.
And the president eats at McDonald's. He even fed the whole Clemson team McDonald's.
I believe he ordered DoorDash for that.
Huh?
What? For whatever reason, Joe Flacco, when he left Denver.
Mm-hmm. Food fact, first class.
I don't know.
Private plane. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Came here first class?
Yes.
Five back first class. What?
No. The reasons are
I'm glad you changed my mind because, I thought you were saying that he flew here. You know, he didn't go, private plane.
Private plane here.
Oh, private plane here. That's what I'm saying. That's the Broncos.
Got the Broncos paid for it.
That's what I'm talking about.
And for reasons that are not clear, flew out of DIA. Was dropped off
So Helmer's wife was right about this?
Yes, but it wasn't in and out on through DIA. It was just out through DIA.
Man, don't you tell me Joe Flacco got the C position on Southwest. Are you telling me Joe Flacco got the C position on Southwest?
I don't know when he called for his reservation. I set an alarm. For 1 minute before,
he get the C reservations on Southwest.
Getting Joe Flacco in the middle seat sucks, by the way. And not because of his size. He's just going to bore you with all the stories of his kids.
Wait a minute. Let me catch my breath here.
This is called
Wait a minute.
What Peyton Manning would do.
So we got half of it right, so we're going to go 8-8.
There you go.
We got half of it right. We're
going to pay full retail now, like a two-bit chunk.
Wait a minute. We got half of it right. We flew him out here private,
but
he went back commercial.
Yeah, it might have been his decision.
So 8-8, huh?
I'm led to believe.
Who chooses to fly? Huh?
It had something.
Hold on, man. Let me ask you this, okay?
I'm going to tell you.
Have you ever flown private?
Yes, I have.
Let me ask you this.
It was awesome.
If I said, D-Mac, listen, man, you can go home private or you can go home with the boarding position of C. Would that be a tough decision?
How much money do I make a year?
Wait a minute.
How much money do I got?
Dude, it's up to the team to send you back. What do you mean? The team brings you in? The team brings you back.
All right, I'll give you this. I have flown in for interviews before in my life. I never had to fly myself back. Whoever brought me in paid for me to go home.
No, that's not the way it works.
What do you mean?
That's not the way it works.
What are you talking about?
No, I mean, the way it works is that...
You only get flown in?
No, you get flown in, you get flown out.
Yeah, that's what I just said. That's literally what I just said.
You said you just got flown in.
No. You weren't listening. I have had job interviews where I've had to be flown places, and the company has always flown me both ways. I've never been just one way flown somewhere, and good luck on your way home.
That actually creates two round trips for the jet because it doesn't have another passenger to bring back to Denver, but I think it's kind of worth it.
What can I tell you? We got to the bottom of it like we promised. He was flown here by the team. He flew out.
Boarding position C. Ding.
You can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. And
that means we're going to go 8-8.
And he was carted around.
So 72 are going to be happy.
He was dropped off by an intern at DIA.
See, and that's where I think Scangarello probably should have, you know, drove him to the airport.
Well, somebody should have drove him to the airport.
Scangarello should have been like, man, look.
Yeah, but it's not unusual for interns to do that.
I'm just saying,
but
when you love somebody, you show them every time.
Well, okay.
First impressions are the lasting ones. You got to show them that you love them, man.
Why didn't just Elway drive him back?
I don't know. Why didn't Scangarello drive him back? He was a quarterback coach slash
offensive
coordinator.
Why is he going back on through DIA?
How come T.C. McCarthy didn't drive him back? If he's the quarterback's coach?
Yeah.
How come T.C. McCarthy didn't drive him back?
How come he didn't fly back on private?
I don't know.
This is so strange.
There is a lot of controversy on that. Why
didn't Fangio have pants?
Controversy.
What is going on here?
Controversy.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? You know, Elway was like, Keenum. Damn it. This all means nothing, I guess.
I've been hearing some other crazy.
Hold on.
Some other crazy talk about, let's leave Case Keenum on the team. I've been hearing
Keenum. I'm sorry.
About Case Keenum? I mean.
Case Keenum. Keenum. I'm sorry.
Right.
Sorry. Wait a minute. I've been hearing some crazy talk on this station on the app.
On the app, yeah. About what?
This Orlando saying that keep Case Keenum?
Keenum, sorry.
Case Keenum. Keenum. I'm sorry.
All right. Keenum. I'm sorry.
Keenum, I'm sorry.
Keenum, I'm sorry.
Nah. When I heard Orlando say that, I almost called you. I was listening to him this morning. Oh, man, he gave a scenario where Keenum.
Keenum, I'm sorry.
Keenum, I'm sorry.
He gave a scenario where...
Lord.
Keenum, excuse me, I can't get it right.
I don't know.
He gave a scenario where Keenum would actually play for the Denver Broncos and take a deal for $9 million rather than just take the $7 million and go play someplace else.
That's not true.
Now, what I found out last week at the end of our show, I think it was early Friday morning or something, is that the Broncos have language in their contract that says that if Case Keenum goes to play any place else, the portion that the other team pays him is prorated against what the Broncos owe, which is a brilliant deal. Which means that say that he's going to play for,
Redskins,
and the Redskins want to pay him $5 million, then the Broncos will pay him $2 million, and the Redskins will pay him $5 million. But the Redskins wouldn't do that. The Redskins will say, hey, we'll pay you veteran minimum since that money is guaranteed. And then the Broncos will be responsible for the rest no matter what.
All right, we've had some laughs. We've had some fun. The war room, there were some tense moments in the early parts of the war room. Sandy was on fire.
That's my man, the professor.
I think Zach Bias.
The professor.
I think he's curled up in the fetal position, just, you know, licking his paws.
You're on fire, Sandy.
So here, the Sandy Zach showdown in the first segment of the war room that comes
at
6 o'clock.
Was Sandy in rare form?
I heard Sandy
for about 30 minutes, and I was like, man, Sandy does not like Joe Flacco.
That's clear. When we come back, the Machado deal, what it means for Arenado, and where's Joe Flacco flying next? This is The Drive on The Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Happy birthday to Nikola. By the way, we found out that's how you're supposed to say his name, Nikola.
No, that's wrong.
No, that's Nikola. That's the way you're supposed to say it.
Nikola Jokic.
Nikola, not Nikola. Sorry, yep. Nikola Jokic.
By the way, man.
He's 24 years old today.
He represented himself so well at the NBA All-Star game. He did what first-time NBA All-Stars should do. Take the basketball.
Just give it to somebody else.
Pass it around. Don't worry about getting shots up. Just be cool so you can have your Dirk Nowitzki type of ending.
Everybody's going
to
like
that. A Dwayne Wade type of ending. How about that alley-oop to Antetokounmpo?
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, that alley-oop. How about Steph Curry hitting himself with his own self alley-oop?
How about it? These athletes. I said it yesterday with Troy. I am blown away with these guys in the NBA. They are they're incredible.
Oh, you know, we didn't get to it, and we'll go deeper into it maybe tomorrow, but how about the news over the last week that broke that NFL owners would love to have Adam Silver.
Some of them.
Oh, my goodness.
It was floated and didn't have
a
lot of legs.
Dude.
I don't believe it.
Oh, I absolutely believe it. Look at the valuations of these NBA ball clubs since Adam Silver.
Those are some dumb owners then.
Huh?
These owners should be kissing Roger Goodell's butt.
Oh,
left
you are
and right.
Out of your mind. You know who the first guy who brought up gambling in pro sports? It was Adam Silver. It was Adam Silver who was pushing that cart, and guess what? The NFL has found a way to get in there and partner with the NFL betting community, and now it's no big deal betting in the NFL.
Roger
so
Goodell's,
much so that we've got a team moving to Las Vegas.
Has Goodell done a good job as NFL commissioner?
Not as good as Adam Silver.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the league has more harmony. This whole kneeling thing, you know, when you look back at it.
What kneeling thing?
The whole protest,
yeah.
And how poorly it was handled by the commissioner and the owners. It was just clumsy. The whole thing, Colin Kaepernick made it clumsy, and the owners made it clumsy. It just never felt like, you know, anybody had control of it. And Colin Kaepernick selling that lawsuit on a lazy Friday night last night, last Friday when it was reported, felt like it, you know, like, did we have to really go through all of that as football fans? Why couldn't you have done a better job of presenting this and settling this early on so that we could just move on as football fans and not have to go through this acrimony?
That's a good question. But the league's making more money than ever.
Listen, the NBA is making more money. The NBA,
has
grown leaps and bounds. By the way, Major League Baseball and that partnership that they've had with the MLB at bat,
mm-hmm.
That partnership is dynamic. Everybody in baseball is making money based on that one single deal, the MLB at bat. You have it, don't you?
Yep.
I buy it every year. You know, you buy it every year. You buy it too, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, you have, what is that, $119, right?
Yeah, I think it's $119. I get some grief from my wife about that one.
But I mean, look at that. We got three baseball fans here, three of us. We all buy it.
Yeah.
So, that's a good deal. I mean,
Major League Baseball and money. Machado, big deal today. Yeah. $300 million over 10 years. Not all of it guaranteed, right? There's like a opt-out after 5 years, something like that.
By who?
I think Machado has the
team has to be, the team stays, but the player gets
opt-out. I think he's got the opt-out, but I'm not, you know.
Okay.
But the my big point with Machado, what does this do to Nolan Arenado?
Personally?
Yeah.
I mean, 27, that means I'm placed on 37? I don't know. I don't know if teams are going to be giving that away to me. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I want to play baseball as long as I can. But, you know, it's a whole different story as you get older. And I'm a little bit older than Manny, so I don't know. Personally?
But I'll tell you
this.
To
me. But...
Albert Pujols is going to be 42 at the end of his deal. And most of the time when these big-time baseball deals, you know, when you see the major money goes out there, teams know that players fall off at the end of their career unless, of course, they, you know, get rejuvenated.
What's maybe a day at the spa?
Just a little rejuvenation happened.
Maybe drink some lemonade.
Get your rejuvenation on.
Sure. Barry Bonds rejuvenated so right. much he needed a new hat.
Roger Clemens. Roger hey, Clemens. How about Andy Pettit of all the guys?
He had some rejuvenation.
He had some rejuvenation
Holy
going
cow.
On.
Sammy Sosa had so much rejuvenation, he's now white.
Thank you, Kawhi.
All right.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Oh, it's rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated.
He is rejuvenated. Michael Jackson looked at Sammy Sosa and said, what are you doing? Rejuvenation.
Get some rejuvenation going. Where's you can play until you're 38.
Yeah. There he is.
Thank you, Troy.
Tickle me, Troy. So what do you do with Arenado?
You pay him.
Yeah, you do.
You pay him. You know what the market is. You know, everybody knows what the market is.
We do now.
I mean, the market. We already knew what the market was.
Bryce Harper gets what?
We already had Stanton with $325 million for 10 years. That's $32.5 million. Certainly, I thought.
Good day for Nolan Arenado, right?
Well, I'm just saying, not as good as it should have been because Stanton already had $32.5 million.
Yeah, if you're a Machado's, free agent. Machado's the biggest free agent deal of all time.
Free agent deal, but I mean, not the biggest baseball deal of all time.
Because Stanton was a contract extension.
Right.
But
that should have been the mark, and they didn't get there.
Oh, wow, what a bummer.
You would just think if everybody is making more money that the salary would go up as well. But okay, I like the deal. 10 years for a guy who's going to play in the gas lamp district.
Pretty cool.
Is that
well,
a
we
guy?
We got to go see the Padres play the Rockies in San Diego,
promise
man.
You. I can promise you. That is one that's going to happen for me
this
year.
That's got to be like a guy's flight out thing we do. Just go to San Diego to take in a series. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think the world of that city. That is a fantastic city.
I love San Diego.
You know, it's a little sad when the Chargers went away, but we still got the Padres. We'll go out there and see the Padres.
Great to have you back. You had all sorts of it. You were ready to come back, weren't you?
Tell you what,
you were
man.
Ready for today,
tell
weren't
you? What,
you?
Man. Oh, I'm always ready. This is the best 3 hours of my day. Every single time I crack this mic, I feel like something special is going
to
happen.
Are you ready?
Who knew that Joe Flacco would be in the sea boarding position going back home?
All right, is everybody ready for Sandy to make Zach Bye just feel small? If you did not hear the Sandy Zach Bye beatdown. Get ready for the Fan War Room, which is coming up next. Al?
For my partner, D-Mac. For Big Sexy, the man behind the glass that pulls it together every day. And Kyle Berry, the strawberry man. I'm Big Al, man. Have a fantastic night. Get somewhere and get warm. See you tomorrow at 3 on the Drive.
Listen up, Denver area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns potentially up to 18%. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377 now to get your free tax lien investor kit and get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few $100s. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.